You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I was talking a few minutes ago about Taylor Swift. We played her song Anti-Hero. She's made the news yet again. The first artist to dominate all 10 spots on the Billboard Hot 100. The top 10 tracks, that is. She's in all 20 of the album's songs landed on the Hot 100. So she has spots 1 through 10, then 13, 14, 15, 20, 21, 26, 32. I mean,
holy crap.
It's a little ridiculous. All 20 of the songs. And I need to do a little mini rant.
Oh, boy.
And I'll do it in a kind way. I like Taylor Swift. I mean, I think she's an interesting artist, interesting person. A lot of people dislike her. A lot of people love her. Whatever. I'm right in the middle. I'm like, hey, I got a lot of respect for what she does. However, this whole thing about comparing today's movies and music with yesterday's has gotten stupid. Okay, the whole thing, I've always ranted about movies. It's like they base it all on box office. Well, a movie ticket back in the 1970s cost you about $1.50, $2. Mm-hmm. Now they're $12 to $15, $18 for a ticket.
Right.
So you can't compare box office. Movie right. tickets are more than 10 times expensive than they were just 45 years ago.
And there's more locations, right?
And more locations.
And more locations.
So all of that is dumb. Now, with Billboard's charts, it used to be if you wanted there were no downloads, there was no streaming. They only put out singles, was right. all you could buy.
I remember buying singles.
Okay. So you had to get off the couch, get in your car, mm-hmm. drive down to a store. And if you were a teenager, you had to ask your parents for the money, mm-hmm. walk in, if they had it in stock, buy it, and then it rang up as a sale. Now you can sit on your couch and you can say, I want that, all for 99 cents, boom, done. Or you're paying for streaming anyway, so it's part of your monthly subscription.
Okay.
So it's a stupid comparison. You can't compare downloads and streams today with people having to physically go and buy the songs even 15, 20 years ago.
Right.
So it's a dumb thing to say she's now on the top 10. Artists back in the 80s could have done this too.
Yeah, you're okay.
I guarantee flipping to you, Duran Duran in the 80s or Def Leppard or whatever, if they had put out streaming stuff, mm-hmm. they would have had the top 10 spots.
Yeah. Do you have a list of the top 10
songs?
Yeah.
Anti-Hero, Lavender Haze, Maroon, Snow on the Beach.
No, you don't have like the current top 10.
The top 10 songs are all Taylor Swift.
Oh, they're all her.
That's what I'm saying.
I missed that part.
Can just stream all of her songs on her right. album and it goes into the Billboard charts. It's dumb. It's a dumb comparison.
You're right, it is dumb.
It's just, you know, yeah. I mean, Taylor Swift...
I don't want you to be so upset by this.
No, I'm not upset. I'm just saying we need to point out that you say, oh, Taylor Swift set a new record. The record wasn't even possible 10 years ago. Right?
Right.
It's like if they started a new Olympic thing...
Yeah, but this is a new record then that they did start how many years ago?
No, it's completely different methodology. It's like if the Olympics started anew, we're going to do a 12-meter race. You're just going to run 36 feet, 12 meters, ready to go. First person to do it would be the all-time champion. Well, it wasn't even possible to get a medal in that last time they did the Olympics. So it's stupid.
It is stupid.
Taylor Swift could save up. Taylor Swift could save up 40 songs, release them all at once, and she would dominate the entire top 40.
Yes, she would.
So it's a stupid way of doing this.
It is.
What else is going on? Do we want to talk about this family with what they did with their dead dog?
Well, I do have it in here. Yeah, go ahead. I mean, we've talked about families that when a pet passes away, they take it to the taxidermist and they have it stuffed. It's like a cat, you know, and it's preserved and they have the cat still sitting on the bed all curled up.
Yeah.
I mean, why is this any different? I mean, it's slightly more horrific of what they do to the animal, I think.
Just a heads up, this is a graphic, gruesome story, but a family in Australia recently lost their golden retriever who had lived a long, happy life.
That's the thing. He was old, lived his life.
Yeah. Instead of burying him or having him cremated, they had him turned into a bearskin rug.
Right.
In this case, it would be a dog skin rug.
It's a rug, yes. But you could, like, drape it over a couch, and you're still able to pet the dog.
The family wanted him, quote, preserved as a pelt.
I don't know how I feel about this. I'm leaning towards the creepy side of things.
It's too creepy. I don't care how much you love your animal. This is not, it's not being respectful to them, I don't think.
I don't think it is either.
They go, his fur is still soft, so you can still pet it.
That's, that's weird.
I gotta say, I'm not on board with that. That's, All right, enough of that. What else is trending?
Today is National Men Make Dinner Day, Dom, because we're dumb and we never make dinner. I can't tell a spatula from an ice cream scoop. How am I going to make dinner tonight? Anyway, if you're a dude that likes to cook, make some dinner tonight. Skiers and Boarders, Loveland opens Thursday if you're ready to get up to a fairly close ski slope.
A Basin's been open for a couple weeks, though, right?
A Basin is open. 10 Loveland days. Opens Thursday. They have an 18-inch base right now, for those of you concerned about that. This sucks. Daylight saving time ends this Sunday as we fall back.
Right.
So that's coming up.
So it'll start being dark in the 4 p.m. hour, it's like 4:52, I want to say.
Worst. This is when the, what is it called? SAD, the seasonal.
Affective disorder.
This is when it all starts. So anyway.
It won't be dark at 4:52, but the sun will set at 4:52. So.
Down, so yeah.
On your drive home, your headlights will be on.
Yep. It sucks. Ugh. It really, really sucks. Today is November 1st. It's my birthday month. It's my birthday month. Big things coming up this month: Black Friday, Cyber Monday, the Weird Al Yankovic story comes out on Roku.
Oh yeah, and what's his butt is
Daniel Radcliffe.
Yeah,
pretty excited about that. A sequel to A Christmas Story comes out on the 17th.
That has to be bad, doesn't it?
It sucks so bad. Yellowstone premieres on November 13th. There's a Guardians of the Galaxy holiday special coming out on Disney Plus this month. All sorts of fun stuff coming out in entertainment this month, so you can Google that. Frontier Airlines is set to debut a new all-you-can-fly pass next year. It's called the Go Wild Pass.
How does this work?
So it's going to let people travel to any of their destinations 300 days out of the year. Flight confirmations, though, will only be available the day before you take off. So you can book it, but you won't know until the day before you take off. As a result, these pass holders could be booted off a flight if all the seats are booked by other passengers.
Well, no offense to the fine people. Where'd you say, Frontier?
Frontier.
I mean, we have a lot of Frontier employees who listen. Yeah. Bless your hearts, but who the hell wants to go for this?
They say the passes are ideally suited for an adventurous soul who is flexible with scheduling.
Okay.
There is your answer.
Fair enough.
So
fair enough.
If you're looking for an experience, maybe you're like, yeah, if I can get out to where Arizona, Scottsdale in the next day, yeah, I'll do it, whatever. So they said the idea is to help these budget airlines fill most of their unfilled seats, because they actually had a lot of unfilled seats last year.
How much did they say how much the passes
are? Doesn't say how much it's going to cost yet.
Oh, okay.
So I guess if you're single and you can just fly out of town on a whim, it's going to be perfect for you. There's another flight story and an airline story here. It's from Subway. Thursday is National Sandwich Day. Subway's come up with a way to celebrate. They're giving away 10,000 foot-long subs to people who are flying later this week, and they are stuck in the middle seat. And their whole shtick is that you are sandwiched between two other people.
Hey! I'll give them a ding.
Oh!
That's good.
Take advantage of the offer. You take a photo of yourself sitting in the middle seat. You upload it to the Subway website. And if there's enough gift cards left, they'll send you like a gift card for $12 to go get a footlong.
Well, that's ripe for scams. All you got to do is be the first on the plane, sit down in the middle seat, take a picture, and then move.
You're right. It is. Ooh, don't be sneaky like that. All right, do it like legit style. If you want to live longer, new story out this morning talking about how much exercise you need. And the scientists at the University of Sydney, say just 2 minutes of exercise a day can extend your life. There's a whole thing that went into it with tracking Fitbits.
Well, that's perfect for you with sex, then.
I knew something. It's like some of my best work's done in 2 minutes.
Of course, some of your mediocre work.
So anyway, 2 minutes a day. It's on our Facebook if you want to learn more about that. Don't want to tell you anything else. There is a story about top turn-ons. Should we do that right now so the kids are still asleep?
No, we'll do it later.
Okay.
I want to talk, maybe it'll be a full segment, actually.
Yeah? You going to tell us what your top turn-ons are? I wish you would.
Yeah, I can tell you. I don't care.
All right. Let me give you just a few quick headlines, and we'll get into the clickbait. A new poll found that the average person would need 4 extra hours a day to get everything done, and
yes.
I can totally agree with that. It's like if I just had like 2, 3, 4 more hours, mm-hmm. we could get it done. This is kind of creepy. A pair of necro pants, I believe they're called, currently on display at a museum in Iceland.
What are necro pants?
They were made in the 17th century from a dead man's skin. They were thought to bring the wearer good luck. It is the lower half of a man's body, just the skin, and they sewed it up, much like this dog. It's just the skin.
My
and if you were
God.
To put them on, they say it would adhere to your body right away and bring you good luck. I didn't post the link to this on our Facebook because everything was included in those pants on the lower half. And there was pictures. Everything was included. Poor guy. Poor dude. All right, let's do some clickbait, man.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook.
I got how do you look?
He was all right, man.
Okay.
It's not that cold in Iceland, apparently.
Above average.
It's all right. Not too shabby. Our Facebook page is where you can find clickbait. It's Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. This story here says everything is bigger at Costco, much like this guy's pants. They say they're selling a 60,000-piece jigsaw.
Yes.
That's about 30 feet long at Costco now. It's $600. They say it's actually 60 connected 1,000-piece puzzles.
Oh.
So then you connect them all together and you make a big one.
I got to call
PS on
that.
How big was the one that you made? It was a 30-foot puzzle, wasn't it?
No, it was...
It
was like 15 feet by 5 feet. It was 24,000 pieces.
Man, it looks but tiny it was compared to this one.
But it was one puzzle. It wasn't this chintzy do 1,000 and put them all together. I got to call BS on this.
All right. Well, call BS on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
There you go. That's what's trending.